This is Krishna Day of KrishnaDay.com. You'll find we've had a brilliant couple of days at the Business to Business Social Media Summit here in London. And one of the sessions that was on the second day was from Avaya about how they're using social media in their organization. And I actually got the chance to catch up with Jerome Tourage, who's a digital strategist for Avaya across EMEA. And one of the things that spiked my interest was the fact that you are now getting involved in Twitter chats. And there was a comment made around that would be a really powerful thing for you to do. But there's also some considerations and preparation behind the scenes prior to the event, during the event, and obviously after the event. So, Jerome, perhaps you can tell our listeners some learnings you've had.
Yeah, sure. So I think what's key around Twitch chat, like any other event, is a good preparation. So before the event, it's all about promotion. So you want to make sure that you socialize the event as much as possible. So it's held on Twitter. So that means that typically you're going to use Twitter as your main promotion channel. But that doesn't necessarily end that. You should consider also your classic marketing channel as well for that. I mean, whatever they are, email, phone, etc. And also, what's been key for us is around the content of the Twitch chat. If you've got a guest speaker, then it's also going to amplify the quality and the promotion of the Twitch chat, effectively.
So perhaps you can tell our listeners from a business-to-business perspective what considerations to have around the kind of person that might be there with you, what preparation needs to be done in terms of setting the topic and the tone, because obviously what's going to be inherent in a Twitch chat very often, there's a series of questions you go through, but frankly, you don't know what people are going to say and who's going to be engaged.
Yeah, that's true. So in our case, I mean, the way we did this in terms of guest speaker was to effectively articulate that around analyst. So an industry analyst who's going to effectively, you know, provide, have a lot of knowledge around technology and also going to provide a neutral point of view on some of the questions. So that's not only the point of a vendor, which is effectively put forward that, but, you know, more of a general industry view into which our company in this case can effectively add to. So that's how we do this. I suppose in terms of managing the questions, so, you know, all being well, the community being set in place, you should get some of the question in advance before the Twitch chat, but better be safe than ready. So it's always good to have a few questions as well at the ready as well, potentially to get the conversation going as any good moderator would do.
And when you had the analyst with you, were they physically in your location or were they, how did you keep connected to them during it if they were?
We had both situations. So I suppose, yeah, for the first one, we wanted to make sure that, everything was in terms of communication as simple as possible. So we physically had the analyst in the room with us. With a few other Avaya experts around, so we had the interaction as well that could happen, you know, by voice while the tweets were exchanged. But then from there, we also had an analyst actually, which was based remotely, effectively, so participating from a Twitter point of view remotely in a different country in this instance. So what's key there in terms of the communication of the Twitch chat is really to be clear on, you know, the number of the questions and the associated answers so that people can really follow that up.
And then at the end of the session, how did you kind of get a sense of what success looked like for you and if you did anything about curating some of the content that was shared at the event?
So after the event, I mean, one thing we did actually to get a bit of more mileage on this is actually to collate, a selection of the question and answers. We used, I mean, specifically a free application called Storyfy, which we found is very easy and very simple to share that content. So it gives you a mix to put, you know, if it's purely, Twitch chat, the tweets, but it could be also pictures, something we've used for events as well. It's a very nice and simple way to effectively get some extra mileage of the Twitch chat.
Well, thank you so much for giving your tips. Storyfy.com is a terrific tool in terms of being able to crowdsource all that content from Twitter and actually other places. And as you rightly say, you can then embed it on your website or share that in links as well. If people want to look up more about your organization or connect with you, what are the best links for them to find you?
Well, I would recommend avaya.com for a website, and we've got Twitter handle, which is @avaya from a global point of view. We've local equivalents as well. We've got a presence on Facebook, on YouTube, so if you just search via all these channels, you're bound to find us.
Thank you so much.